trainer to throw out, or just stick them in the little water bottle holders. So this one night during the playoffs, I come back to the bench after my first shift, and I start to feel this burning sensation on my leg. I wear long underwear under my pants, and the pain is coming from between my underwear and the pants. Right away, I think something is biting me. I stand up on the bench and start making a funny noise, moving around trying to shake out what I think is something biting me. My equipment manager, Dana Hines, looks at me puzzled and says, "You good?" "No, Dana. I'm not good. This spider, or whatever it is attacking me. I'm freaking out. I'm jumping up and down, grabbing at my groin like my pants are on fire." Anyone who saw it must have figured I had finally lost it. Sure enough, as I'm doing this crazy panic dance, a sniffer falls out of my pants. Not sure how it got in there. Someone must have left it on the bench, and it just slipped into my gear. It scarred me. Ever since, I've kept a close eye out for those things. Trust me, you don't want one in your pants, your gloves, definitely not your jock. I know Sid and the burning sniffer probably isn't worthy of a full chapter in Certified Beauties, but I figured it fits in the foreword. These are the kind of ridiculous little moments we laugh about our entire careers, and likely will well after we're done. In James's first Beauties book, you were introduced to my former teammate and roommate in Rimouski, Eric Nielsen, the definition of a certified beauty. My first year in junior, a local Mazda dealership gives us a car to share, but I don't have my license yet, so Eric's my driver. One night he goes out after a game and I go to bed. When I come down for breakfast the next morning, Eric and our billets are laughing their heads off. Seems my face is totally covered in marker. I figure Eric's just pranked me, wrote on me while I was sleeping, standard junior hockey gag. Then he tells me the real story. He'd crashed our car into a street sign while trying to impress some girls with his driving. He somehow managed to make a deal with the police officer who showed up. He would get me to autograph a bunch of hockey cards in exchange for staying out of trouble. So Eric shook me awake in the middle of the night, I have no recollection of this, and made me sign the cards for the officer. Since I was still half asleep, I went back to bed still holding the marker in my hand, and apparently did some facial artwork the rest of the night. I also share the story in Beauties of the time my Penguins roommate Colby Armstrong accidentally knees me in the groin during a hotel room wrestling match. We were waiting for our room service chocolate cake at the Hyatt in Buffalo, a night before the game tradition. I am in agony on the floor, and without painting too vivid a picture, there is some serious swelling. We need to call the trainer to the room. He's not happy. He's worried I'm going to miss the game. All night long, Army is so nervous, constantly checking on me. "Sid, you okay? You have to play." He thinks he's going to be sent down to the minors for giving me a nutshot in a wrestling match. So I gut it out and play, just for Army. Certified Beauties is full of countless stories like this. Stories of legendary characters, crazy pranks, incredible comebacks, unlikely heroes. No sport breeds better stories than hockey. We tell them constantly on team buses, long flights, over beers after a game. And now it's your turn to have a seat on the bench. No smelling salts necessary. Introduction. This is only the second sequel I've been involved with. The first was a movie called Goon 2, Last of the Enforcers, where I play a Canadian sportscaster named James Duffy, so a nuanced, Daniel Day-Lewis-esque performance where I completely immersed myself in the character for months to prepare. Nailing the accent was especially tough. I love the first Goon movie, and told actor, writer, director, great guy Jay Baruchel this, when I ran into him on the red carpet of the Canadian Screen Awards one year. Jay told me he was writing a sequel, and I made a crack about how he should put the TSN panel in it. One of those comments where 5 seconds after he walked away, I was saying to myself, "You're an idiot. Stop saying dumb things in front of people you admire." So I think I'm being pranked 6 months later when Jay calls and says he really has written the panel into the movie. But the Hollywood execs get a hold of it, and the panel becomes just me and actor T.J. Miller, who plays Chad Bailey, an ex-hockey player turned TV analyst. Naturally, I take a stand and refuse to participate unless the rest of the TSN panel is put back.